Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Voices are important. Each of us has one of some form or another. Some are louder than others. Some are quieter than others. Some are hard to hear sometimes. But voices are so important for us in our daily lives to communicate with one another. Those who are unable to communicate through voice often communicate through hands or some other, maybe a written form. But it's still, it's a voice, even if it's used differently. Voices are important today. It seems more and more voices play a role in just about everything. Somebody's voice is constantly speaking. This can be a problem in that it can be overwhelming with the number of voices that are constantly speaking. It becomes noisy. The world around us becomes so chattery and so noisy, it's hard to filter out the voices that we really want to hear, the voices that are important to hear, the voices that we need to hear. And a lot of times we end up listening to the wrong voices simply because maybe they're the loudest or they're the most prominent or they're the ones that are doing the speaking and are in control of the speaking. Sometimes those are the only voices we hear. That's not the only problem with us and voices. A lot of times we only choose to hear the voices that maybe sound like us. We like the voices that echo the things that we think, say, and believe. We like the voices that speak the same words that we want to speak or pay attention to the particular issues or struggles. We like the voices that sound like us. We don't like opposing voices. We don't like voices that argue against us. We don't like voices that speak things that sound off or wrong to us. We don't like those voices. This isn't new. It just seems today it's more exacerbated by the ability of everybody to have a voice. So what's the voice in your head saying to you on a daily basis? What's the voice that you listen to help you make your decisions? What's the voice that you listen to help you decide, you know, what you're going to do or what you're going to say? What is the voice in your head say? What does it sound like? Is it your own voice? There was a movie that came out, The Prince of Egypt. It was an animated film years ago, and it shows Moses in speaking with the burning bush. And I'm trying to remember, I think it was Val Kilmer that played the voice of Moses. And so he hears the voice of God speaking from the bush, but it's his voice that he hears, which I thought was incredibly unusual, that God would speak to him not in an audible, different voice, but in his own voice. And I thought, that doesn't sound right to me. But then I thought, that's kind of what we do. When we read the Word of God, we read it in our voice. We hear it in our voice. One of the advantages to coming to church is hearing someone else's voice read the Word of God. It's one of the reasons I love to have a variety of voices do the reading at the lectern, because a lot of times different voices, that word impacts me differently. I hear it differently when it's read in a different voice. So I spend so much time in my own head hearing things in my own voice that I kind of get tired of it sometimes. And I know I'm not the only one that gets tired of my voice, but I'm not the only one who gets tired of their own voice. A lot of times that voice in our heads, in our hearts, can lead us astray, especially when everything that we do agrees and everything we hear agrees and everything pointing us in this is the way, we sometimes get led astray by our own voice. I'm just going to push this just a little bit. You don't have to raise your hands. Please don't raise your hands. How many of you, when you are on that edge of being tempted, you're ready to kind of step off and you know you're there, how many of you, it's your own voice that says, yeah, it's okay, go ahead. And you feel comfortable doing that because it's your own voice. It's your own voice telling you, yeah, it's safe to go there. And then you find yourself in a bad place or thinking bad thoughts or doing bad things, and it's your own voice that led you there. That's the problem. It's the problem with our voice. We need another voice to speak to us in ways that our own voice can't do. We need a voice from outside of our own heads, a voice from outside of our own hearts to speak to us. And first, that voice often will convict us. When we read the Word of God and it says, this is the way that God wants us to live, and we go and live another way, we don't like that voice of God when it tells us that, but we need that voice of God. We need the voice of God to keep us from going over the edge. We need the voice of God to keep us from running into the brick wall. We need the voice of the shepherd to lead us. Because left up to our own devices, we break stuff. We mess stuff up. We go the wrong way. We fall into sin. We commit sin deliberately. Sometimes our voice leads us into all different directions. Jesus is talking with the Pharisees today who love to hear their own voice. The Pharisees were one of those groups that Jesus warns against about praying in public and being dressed in all of the finest robes so that everybody sees them and hears them because they think their voice is so important. Jesus says, be careful of those who do that. And here he's talking to them. And he says about his voice, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And he says to them, but you don't hear my voice. You don't believe because you're not there. You're not part of the flock. Your hearts are hardened. You can't hear. They're stopped up with all of the other stuff that you've loaded into your head that keeps the voice of the shepherd out. Jesus demonstrates this by oftentimes opening the ears of those who are deaf. Yes, he physically opens the ears of those who are deaf, but also it's a symbol of what God does for us by opening our ears to hear his voice. You're gathered here today because at some point in time you heard his voice. Now, it may not have been audible out in the open. It may not have been like Paul on the road to Damascus where it was a voice from heaven with lightning and thunder. You may not have heard it that way. Maybe it was the still small voice that you heard. But you're not here by accident. You're here because God has called you. We believe that. We say that in our catechism, that the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, not by our own hearts, not by our own heads, or not by our own voice. He calls us by the gospel, by the word of God. He says, come. Come and receive rest. Come and receive forgiveness. Come, Jesus says, here, I give them eternal life. And they will not perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. My sheep hear my voice. They follow. They go where I lead them. Because as it says in Psalm 23, I lead them into green pastures. I lead them by still waters. I lead them through the valley of the shadow of death. I lead them to the banqueting table where my enemies sit in envy of all of the gifts that God gives. It's the voice of the shepherd that you hear, calling, gathering us together, enlightening us with his gifts, sanctifying us by the Holy Spirit. I know those are all huge Christianese words, and a lot of times that voice gets confusing. But here today, the voice of the shepherd calling you, inviting you, forgiving you, welcoming you. That voice that doesn't change. It's the same voice you heard in Sunday school. It's the same voice you hear in Bible study. It's the same voice you hear as we gather here. And today, when we once again come to the table, it's the voice of the shepherd that says, "This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you." It's the shepherd's voice. And we hear it. And we follow. And he gives us everlasting life and safety and security in the Father's hands. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts always listening to the voice of the shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.